Let's bring our first guest of the day into the studio. Why don't you introduce yourself to the world? First time radio guy for this morning on MUN.
Good morning, Pete. Rick Glob. And I'm quite happy to be here. I'm a daily listener, avid fan of the show, and appreciate you and everything that you guys do for this community.
Well, you're very kind for saying that. I'm Steve Lindell with my guest here, Mr. Glob. Chase Bruton is typically our Yorktown guest. Apparently he's too highfalutin today to be here, and he has you substituting for him. How do you feel about being the substitute for Chase Bruton, town manager?
These are quite large shoes to fill I have, so...
I'm glad you're doing it. It's very nice to talk to you. Let's go through some upcoming things for Yorktown. We'll get back to you in just a little bit, if you don't mind. The Community Cleanup Day is coming up. When's that, and what's that all about?
Well, it's an opportunity to discard those large unwanted items that just lay around the house. And it is Saturday, April 6th. It's a set things at the curb and the for our trash customers. And they'll pick it up. There's also a hazardous waste drop-off and a shredding service that's at our street department. And that's at 2400 South Rust Street in what was formerly the Lions Club Park.
Now, the shredding service always interests me. I would think that a lot of politicians might take advantage of that.
No comment.
And then I don't know if you heard about it. There's a solar eclipse coming. Are you aware? Have you been listening to the news at all?
No. Is there a solar eclipse?
It's going to be April the 8th. Apparently, it's the rage.
Okay, I hear that we're hosting a number of guests at Morrow's Meadows.
Okay.
So we welcome everybody to show up for that. There's no parking allowed in the park, but the school is having an e-learning day that day. So we'll direct people to park in the middle school parking lot. Please avoid the grass, they've asked.
Okay.
And just walk across the street to observe the eclipse.
Yeah, it happens that afternoon. I don't know if anybody's heard about that. 3:00 something in the afternoon.
Something like that, yeah.
It's going to be a big deal. This is the leader of the Yorktown Town Council, and Rick is in this morning to talk about, let's see here, an April 13th event. What's happening then and there?
Well, we have a new structure at the sports park, and it's for the Delaware County Football, I think that's.
Yeah, that's how they pronounce
football
it.
Club.
It's, yeah, it's not our kind of football, folks. It's
we a
call
different
it soccer,
football.
But
and we have to be very, very careful here because it's Lon Fox, who's my predecessor.
Lon Fox is all about saying things absolutely correct, so I completely understand that.
So anyway, we're going to dedicate a new building, new structure out there at 11 a.m. at the sports park. Understand there's going to be a food truck available, so
okay.
Obviously the public's welcome to come out and join us for that as well.
All right, very good. WMUN live at 8:10 this morning. Our focus is all things Yorktown. We're going to get to an upcoming guest list in just a little bit as one of our other talking points. I wanted to ask you, Rick, before we get to that and other things, tell us about you. How long have you served? Why do you choose to serve? Because I imagine there's some easier days than others to be in community service and serve in such regards.
Well, I began service in 2007. I was elected 2006, and have served every since then. I was president in 2013, and I'm now president last year and current president of the council. It's quite an honor to be in that position. I love this region. I love this area. I love our community. I love Muncie. I love Indianapolis. Indianapolis, Indiana is one of my favorite large cities in America. Spent a lot of time out west and been to many cities there, and Indianapolis is just easy to manage and get around. So quite the homer, I guess you would say.
No, that's good.
On that front.
There's a lot of things to like and a lot of things to love.
And I love steering our community, hopefully, to a better place than it's been in the past. So,
what do you see? You obviously, Yorktown is your focus. You mentioned Indianapolis is a love and Muncie and some other surrounding communities. But as far as Yorktown in focus, what are your kind of hopes for the future of things that are in the hopper? and things that maybe Yorktown would like to be doing as the future goes through, either with you at the helm of council or not, or otherwise?
Well, we've experienced a lot of residential growth in the last decade or better, and there's probably some commercial things in the immediate or not so distant future that will come along with that. And I'm really quite an infrastructure person. I would like to see some change in the roads. Some of my goals are extremely difficult to obtain because I'd like to see another bridge in Yorktown. I'd direct the pedestrian traffic to the current bridge at Morrow's Meadows and the school and get the other traffic to use the secondary route. But I only need $80, $90 million to accomplish that. So,
drop in the bucket. That's easy to find,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So,
we're glad that you're in. Rick Lobb is the president of the Yorktown Town Council. One of the other things that Chase Bruton, town manager, has mentioned in previous visits, and it's getting closer now, that the honor will be Yorktown's to have a group coming in to see how great Yorktown is. And we get to talk about that right now. Why don't
you? Well, he's quite involved in the Indiana Municipal Managers Association and their conference. We're going to host them on April the 25th. It's quite an ordeal. And there will be a concert, actually, at the Civic Green afterwards. The band X Generation will be performing. The concert's free and open to the public. And it's a 90s tribute band, so again, we welcome all to come out and participate in that. There'll be beverages served by the Mouse. And you can also grab a sandwich at the newest business in our community, Four Day Ray, which is quite a experience for restaurants. So happy to have everybody come out and join us for that.
Outstanding. Again, that's April 25. The community would come to the concert, obviously, as you said, 6:30 Civic Green, and welcome in these visitors. And I think they're here for a couple few days or whatever, having meetings or whatever.
Exactly.
As far as the Managers Association. Anything we haven't touched on the notes that you'd like to talk about before we wrap up, Rick?
Well, I'm sure there is, but I can't quite put a finger on it. This came up quickly on me, this opportunity to participate in this interview. And I think we did well for what we want to do today.
Would you like to say hi to my mom? Because she is listening in Minnesota.
Yes, yeah. Steve's mother. I
Dolores, by
Dolores,
the way.
Dolores, that's right. Hi, Dolores.
And then Rockford is listening if you want to say hi there.
Come on, Rockford. Who are you? We need to know who you are, Rockford.
He listens all the time. And then we've got Mike Rhodes listening. For some reason, on his device, he could be listening on the terrestrial radio, but he likes doing it that way.
Yeah.
I think it interfaces with his gear better or whatever. And many, many others are listening too. Not the person in the middle of the reservoir in Kansas, though. Not today.
Well, it's a little cold to be on the waters today in Kansas.
I happen to agree with you. You're right. Thanks very much. Great to talk to you. We're going to do this again. And I'm not sure I'm going to kick out Chase Bruton.
No, we can't do that.
But I'm gonna weave you in if that's okay.
I'd love to participate. Whenever you want me back, I'm grateful to do it.
Excellent. Nice to talk to you. More coming through the hour, including the big, big, huge week at Worthen Arena. What else could they be getting ready for? We've got that coming up and more through the hour on WMUN.